mean, if you drank it after it fermented, you would get drunk and turn into alcohol.
What's
huh? Barrels? Yeah, it's wooden barrels, uh-huh. And these old timers, they made these wooden barrels. A lot of them did. A lot of them would buy them and pound or prefer to have beer barrels or something like that. They'd get the barrels, did
they? They had like a barrel, like something to hold it together.
Mm-hmm, hoops. They had to have a hoop. They have some of them was put together with wooden hoops. The ones I seen was homemade and people made right on the farm. They was made with wooden hoops. But like Coca-Cola barrels, you see them here in town, like where they say Coca-Cola syrup is shipped in. Well, they shipped in a barrel, and then that's the way they make Coca-Cola. You know, so much Coca-Cola syrup out of that barrel into a bottle, and then fill it up with that carbonated water, with one spoonful of sugar to the bottle, and that is Coca-Cola. That's the way that's made.
They have a
long handled dipper. A dipper was a homemade dipper they could use a can of any kind to make the dipper out of, but now we had there at home, we had a pot about that big around. And the handle of that pot was nailed on a long stick where you wouldn't get burnt. You have to be careful with things like that because you could get burnt. You don't splatter it around. You got to be careful when you're handling it. When that syrup got just the consistency that they wanted, in other words, when it got as thick as they wanted, some people like thick syrup. My folks all did. They like it whenever they sopped their biscuit into it. Well, it was, they had syrup on that biscuit, you know, and they liked it thick. The longer you cook it, the thicker it gets. Now, if you cook that syrup long enough, and we used to do it now, we used to take syrup and go to somebody's house or invite them to our house, and we have what we call syrup pullings, candy pullings. Mm-hmm. And we take this here syrup and boil it until it would get ready to the candy, then you take girls and boys. We used to have a lot of fun. You always had your partner, you and your girl. You pull candy together, and you she'd have in her hand. You had to grease your hands, see, in order to keep that candy from sticking there, syrup from sticking. And you pull it over like this here, and put it back on her hand, and then she done the same thing. See, back and forth, and that. But get just as white. You pull that candy long enough, like get just as white. Of course, and the girls would get it on the hair. All the girls them days, boys didn't have long hair, but the girls all had long hair. And of course, somebody always get it in the hair.
Like, you know, if you got burned, and you were making sore, and you had a sore, like a heel. But it didn't heal exactly right. Did you call that something special?
No, unless it would turn into something like an ulcer. It could do that. If you get one you couldn't heal, it could turn into an ulcer or something like that. But the people back then, they didn't. If you got burnt, they would put a baking soda on it right then, and that was supposed to draw the fire out, but they didn't carry you to the doctor. You didn't go to a doctor. Somebody here in the neighborhood would all come in, and they'd tell you what to do, and then it'd be some old common something, you'd do it.